You might be able to. One day there was a Mike Joran, the flukeler from your country. He was telling one day that they went over to England and they brought in a lot of flutes. Lovely flutes, and there was about 20 of them. But there was a young fellow among them and he died suddenly. His name was Slossage. You know, does that ring a bell? His name was Slossage.
Yeah.
And he died suddenly, and be Jesus, nothing they put it out to the old people said, but the flute killed him. Blowing the flute. There was a raid on the flutes, and every flute in the place was lifted and burned. Loveliest of flutes. You know? So that was the way. Well, anyway, they survived by trial and error. Some of them died the death of Dorton's ass, and others of them survived. But they were only used as a filler for the fiddle and the accordion. You'd be let in to play, but you would never be asked to play a solo. No flute. Unless you were terribly good at it, even then. But it wasn't until this man called Fireman John McKenna from Marigna. He left early for America. And he should play the flute, but he had to give it up because there was a tragedy in his family. He had a big family, his wife died in childbirth. And he gave up the flute completely for years, as he reared his kids. And he took it up again because in the 20s, like Michael Coleman and all that, there was a great flush of records and, what do you call them, studios opening. And every ethnic group all over the place was putting music on the records and sending them back home to their own people. And this just was happening in Ireland. So McKenna, just like Coleman, was in the right place at the right time. And he was the man, Port, that said, to hell with this, these old wives' tales. This is the flute on its own. And this is one of his tunes. Can I play another?